Welcome to Storytime with Genevieve. Tonight, I will be sharing a third episode for my series of bedtime stories. I will be telling the story of the boulder and the octopus. The boulder and the octopus. I once went out to the sea to sit, and I heard a voice whisper to me, "Hello, child." "Hello," I responded. "Who is there?" The voice answered back, "I am the boulder. I have stood for a long time on the side of this hill, looking out to the sea. I spent time deep underwater as they stormed and shaped me till I was smooth and flat. For a time after, I was part of a mountainside where the water would flow through and around me till I fell. And time passed, and there was a shaking that caused me to flip over and over and over till I became round and I rolled to where I stand today." "Well, I think that sounds amazing, but a little lonely," I responded back. "Well, no, I was dreaming of the octopus, so I was never really lonely," said the boulder. "And I also was dreaming of you." I was stunned. "You dreamed of me?" I asked. "And an octopus?" "Yes," it answered. "Oh, and here's the octopus now." I looked down, and when I felt a cool touch upon my shin, and saw a very large octopus staring at me. It was quite a lovely being, and flashed a rainbow of colors at me when I gave it a closed-mouthed smile and whispered, "Hello there." The boulder laughed. "Oh, I am happy you like each other already." "Both of you, come again tomorrow," asked the boulder, "and we will speak of all of our different experiences." And we did meet the next day, and again the week later. For many years we met and discussed all the new experiences we had had. Until one day I came to the side of the boulder on the hill near the sea, and it whispered to me, "It will not be returning today. But I hope you will come again tomorrow." And I continued to come and visit the boulder until one day I too did not return, and the boulder stood, and it continued to remember us till it too no longer was there. Thank you again for joining me on another Story Time with Genevieve. I hope you enjoyed the story and have sweet dreams. Please join me next time, where I'll be sharing another one of my bedtime stories for adults. Have a good night. Bye-bye.